This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Beckfast podcast. Listen live every Saturday morning on Australia's only gay and lesbian community radio station, Joy 94.9.
New stuff from Ben Folds 5 there. You're listening to Joy 94.9. Good morning. We had the pleasure about 18 months ago in January 2011 of speaking with Paul, a creator of a blog called Born This Way that just took off very quickly. And we had a chat with him, and you can always go back to joy.org.au/Beckfast and have a listen to the podcast. But there have been some developments from Paul, and I thought we would get him back on the line from LA and have a chat with him. Good morning to you, Paul.
Well, hello there, Beck. So great to talk to you again.
I'm really excited to talk to you too, Paul. We've been following the blog. Just to recap, why don't you just tell us about this blog called Born This Way?
Well, first, I just want to say that you were one of the first media places to speak with me way back, you know, only a month after the blog started. So I just want to thank you for that. But it's bornthiswayblog.com, and it's a simple concept. It's people send in a childhood photo of their choice, and they accompany it with a short, growing up gay story, their memories, their feelings, what they remember about being as a gay kid. And then a button would be, you know, their message of support for gay kids of today who might be reading the blog. And like you said, it really took off so quickly, like wildfire. It had 1 million hits after a month, and then 2 million hits after 2 months, and now it's at 3.8 million hits. And it's just a simple Google blog with a simple idea, but it really struck people and touched people, and they shared it, and they blogged about it, and they wrote about it. And here we are today with the book version on its way out.
So we had a couple of Joy people that actually put their information up, and I know that there have been some fabulous Australian entries on there as well. And the blog extended really all over the world, didn't it?
It did. I think I have 49 out of the 50 United States. I think the only missing state is Alaska. There's people from South America, there's people from Spain and the UK, there's even a couple from Russia, Poland. It just, the tentacles of the blog and what it was reached on a global level, which just really just blew me away.
We spoke with you in January of last year, so we're coming up to between 18 months and 2 years since the blog started, and you just alluded to it. So what is the next step for you?
Well, the blog is turning into a book version, which was actually my original idea, which was, let's have a book that is a photo and a story to sort of put out to the world that being gay is not a choice. And here it is in black and white, gay people telling you it wasn't a choice. So now it's sort of come full circle, and they got in touch with me, Quirk Books, and so they're going to be putting out the book, and it comes out this Tuesday, October 9th.
Wow. So do you know how many people you've currently got on the blog?
The blog has 610, I believe.
Wow.
Yeah. And the book, you know, it's a small book on two levels. The size of the book is small. It's actually like a size of a children's book. So that limited some of the space. And so we really had to pick the best stories that we could from the blog, but also that would represent a wide swath of different stories, different decades, male and female stories as much as possible. And we wanted it to represent some of the good stories and some of the bad stories. The general tone of the book are the good stories, because we want people to sort of, the takeaway from the book to be positive, so that if kids are reading it, they are left with a positive message that this person got through it, this person is now successful, or someone that's been in a relationship, someone that has a great job. So those positive images and those positive stories are what the reader is left with.
Beckfast is on Twitter. Follow her today at BEKFAST.
And so we've got over 600 entries on the blog in the last 18 months or 2 years. And so how many have you had to whittle that down to for the book?
It's about 110.
Wow, that would have been a bit of an arduous task for you.
Oh, you have no idea. And there were so many that I really wanted to see get in. And because the book is chronological, and it starts from the 1940s till the late 1990s, we wanted to make sure that we had a good representation from each decade and each year. And, I mean, with luck, if the book is a success, there'll be a volume 2 and a volume 3.
Right. Well, I remember when we first started speaking back in January last year about the blog, you indicated then that you wanted to get the possibility of bringing out it as a book. So it's really exciting that that's happened. I was able to see a little bit of a preview of the book online, and I loved that chronological approach that you've taken to it.
You know, the experience of somebody in 1947 is very different than the experience of somebody in 1997. You can see, like, perhaps some of the stories in 1955, the kid might have gone through a much harder time being a gay kid than they might have in the late 80s or the mid-90s. So hopefully by the time you get to the last story, you can see how the gay community has changed and evolved and seen progress and seen acceptance with the gay community unto itself. And you know, it's as great as things are, and as much as we've progressed as a community, there are still kids out there who feel isolated and alone and are being fed negative images and words about who they are. And they're still getting bullied and picked on, and a lot of them still want to take their own life. So we're not done, and I just hope that, just in my small way, that some of these stories can reach these kids and make them feel that they're loved and proud of themselves and want to stay here and contribute to society.
Well, Paul, I think it is testament to you and your idea and to the power of social media that got this blog out there and this idea of people contributing to something equally, submitting their words and their stories, now seeing it into this wonderful project, the book that's due out on October 9. So it's available via Quirkbooks, so that's quirkbooks.com.
Yes, it's quirkbooks.com/bornthisway, and you can always get information about it at bornthiswayblog.com. One thing I just want to quickly mention is that part of the stories that we chose for the book, we wanted to have some exclusive stories that weren't on the blog, and a lot of those ended up being people in the public eye. For instance, we have a congressman named Barney Frank from Massachusetts. We have Andy Bell from Erasure. We have columnist Michael Musto. We have Perez Hilton. We have someone from your part of the world. We have singer Sia.
And we're big fans of Sia here at Joy 94.9.
Yeah. Me too. I was so happy to get her. The reason we did that as well was that we wanted gay kids to be able to have aspiration. In other words, they could read about someone like Andy Bell or a congressman and, you know, aspire to the levels that that person has gone to be a singer in a band or to work in politics. So that was really nice to be able to get. There's about 10 or 15 of them, and they're not separated. They're right in the middle, you know, depending on the year that their story happens, and they just have a first name, just like everybody else. So it's not like, oh, here's the celebrity section. They're all among all the pages of the book, just like everybody from the blog.
Well, it sounds wonderful. Are you still taking submissions for the blog?
Yes, absolutely. And, you know, I have to say it has slowed way down, the submissions and stuff, and I hope that the book will reignite people wanting to contribute to the blog. Although it was a nice little break, because for a while there I was getting about 20 emails a day, and I just was like, oh my God, I can't handle this. And I just wanted to get everybody posted up as fast as I could. So yeah, I hope that there will be more people that realize they can tell their story and send their photo in, and I'm happy to post it on the blog.
Fantastic. Well, thanks for talking to us again this morning, Paul. You can head along to quirkbooks.com and have a look for the Born This Way book due out next week. Or you can always put your own submission into the blog. What's the blog address again, Paul?
BornThisWayBlog.com.
Perfect. Thanks again. Have a great Friday afternoon in LA.
Thank you so much, Beck. Appreciate everything you've done, and good on you, and cheers.
Coming up next, we'll be listening to Simone and Garfunkel. We love a play on a name here at Beckfest, and their song called Blown Into the Wind. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to a Beckfest podcast. Tune in live every Saturday morning from 7 on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.